Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
New diner set to open in the Five Point Star.
An underground cocktail club is setting eyes on Printer's Alley.
Plus, Mother's Day is just around the corner and we'll bring you the best meal spots on Sunday to make your day perfect.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. We're going to be talking about a lot of some of Nashville's best high-class restaurants here on this episode. And one thing that I pray to God that these restaurants have is good coffee, especially if you're going to be, you know, obviously we're talking about Mother's Day brunch deals for Sunday. And, you know, these are once in a... Not once. They do these a lot of holidays, special holidays. These restaurants will offer some fantastic deals for kind of a solid price point per person deal. And when you go to a restaurant that has that kind of high class, I always want a good cup of coffee at the end of that meal.
Oh, yeah.
And man, would it be disappointing if they cannot deliver a good cup of coffee. You'd be surprised. It happens more often than you'd think. If you want to deliver that experience with coffee to whoever is in your hospitality space, or you're serving a lot of people, it may not even be in a restaurant. It could be in an office.
Could be a wedding.
Yeah, it could. There's a lot of different uses for this large coffee distribution. But if you're in that space and you don't want to disappoint, and if you're new to it, you don't want to you know, have to pretend to be a coffee connoisseur, you can contact one of our amazing sponsors, Blessed Day Coffee. There's a code if you want to order individual coffee, but here is blesseddaycoffee.com/wholesale. Now, if you want to learn about the wholesale side of things, they are seeking wholesale partners. They offer everything from equipment to education to even private labeling. If you want to have your own coffee brand, that is possible with Blessed Day Coffee. And you can check them out at blesseddaycoffee.com/wholesale. See what is possible with whatever you want to do in the coffee space. blesseddaycoffee.com/wholesale.
If you're not hungry yet, you will be by the end of this episode. We are literally talking about restaurants almost the entire day. And so just bear along with us. Maybe get your bag of popcorn, some good kettle corn. I really wish there was a good popcorn, like, delivery service that would just deliver us some popcorn.
I bet it's here. Yeah, I probably. Bet there's something.
So there's a new restaurant that's going into East Nashville, particularly in the Five Points area. This is going to be called the Five Points Diner, and it's planned for an opening of mid-May.
So location-wise, this is going in the former location of 1016 closed in late 2019, and the building where it was located sold in March for $3.2 million, according to the Nashville Post. So they're going to have brunch on the weekends, dinner, late night food. Last call is going to be around 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, rivaling that of Five Points Pizza with their last call window over there.
Yeah, so if you've ever been to Nashville or East Nashville...
Are they blurring out? Okay, there we go. I was about to say, they're blurring out 1016 there.
So that's where the former site of 1016 was located. And the thing about 1016 that I really miss, they had incredible deviled eggs, but their meatloaf was so good.
So let's, for those uninitiated, since this is the first time we've done this with the Five Points area, let's show you why it is called the Five Points area.
All right, we have Greg, the Google guy, on the street, and
let's count the number of entrances into this intersection.
All right, so we have one.
We are at number one, two, three, four, and five.
It's confusing.
Yeah, there you go. So that is the Five Points star.
Especially at this red light. Let me go over here so you guys can see how confusing this gets.
Yeah, Nashville's not the best in putting these
All right,
these directions in here as early as possible on the road, so you know which lane to get into.
Yeah, you're like, okay, do I go straight here?
The double left arrow right there.
Double left. It gets confusing, but that's the 5 points in East Nashville. There's a lot of really cool local restaurants over there.
There you go. All right. So more restaurant news. This is coming from the Tennessean, and also we have some cool photos to show you in for the area that we're going to be talking about. Coming from the Tennessean, they are reporting that Billy Deck, the CEO and founder of the Vintage Theme Underground Cocktail Club in Chicago, and you may recognize this from the Gulch, Sunda New Asian, is setting his sights on the National Nightlife Center Printer's Alley as the next home of the Underground Cocktail Club. A retail lease for the Underground Cocktail Club has been signed with private equity real estate investment and operating firm Unico Properties LLC. Unico has been transforming Printer's Alley into an appealing restaurant destination, and its deal with the Underground Cocktail Club would mark its first project with a retail tenant in the area. Interesting, they're calling it a retail tenant. The brand new location will be 5,460 square feet at One Nashville. Interesting. One Nashville at 150 4th Avenue North. So this will be in kind of that newer, this part of Printer's Alley is kind of across the street.
So it's like the newer Printer Alley.
Yeah, across the street from the traditional Printer's Alley area. But with this, this is pretty cool. The old, and I think we may go to Google Maps and show where the new and old area is.
Yeah, though.
Let's look through these old photos of Printer's Alley first, because okay. I think this is pretty cool. The Tennessean provided these in their article, and I think they're just really cool to see.
So there's 64 of these. We're just going to look through a few of them. But
we're going to show all 64.
Yeah, this is Printer's Alley in 1962, and there was a sheriff raid on one of the bars because they were illegally distributing alcohol. So that's what all these bystanders are there for. So we'll just go through some of these next images.
Great. Can you go through, while you're going through these, can you go through the history of Printer's Alley?
Yeah, so Printer's Alley historically in the early 1900s became the premium area or the premium destination for printing. At one point in Printer's Alley, there was over 14 different newspapers and multiple publication companies based out of Printer's Alley. The reason for the nightlife there in Printer's Alley is because newspapers would start printing approximately around maybe 7 p.m. or so, and they'll get out around 2 a.m. so that the morning paper can be delivered.
So the nightlife energy has been there
for over 100 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so these are some of the historic photos. It's just such a cool place. There's a lot of cocktail bars there. But after the printing would happen, they would go to these underground speakeasies or these bars. So these are some of the historic photos. If you want to see the rest of them, they're on in our link in our show notes.
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit more about the Underground Cocktail Club.
I'll show you the location of this first, if you don't mind throwing this back up, Aaron. This is where
let's go to Google. We'll go to Google there. That'll give us the opportunity to go back and forth to both. So the Tennessean goes on to say, luxurious and unpredictable is a simplified description of how a night well spent at the Underground Cocktail Club is expected to be. That's not a crafted sentence at all. It's supposed to be an experience that changes as the evening goes on, reminiscent of that classic 1920s cocktail club, some of the stuff we were talking about. From how the interior will be designed to the high-quality menu, the Underground Cocktail Club will pay an homage to Printer's Alley's history as an entertainment district while simultaneously incorporating modern and cutting edge features.
All right, so Greg the Google guy is on the
hashtag
street
free
right now.
Greg,
and I guess they've updated their 2022 view, so this was a photo from February 2022.
So straight ahead is the traditional Printer's Alley. This is where all of these photos came from.
Okay, so that's 2019. That's the last time the Google car was able to go down there. But this is historically,
we can go a little bit deeper in there.
This is historically the area where all of these speakeasies were. There is a lot of murders in this area, a lot of prostitution historically. There was a guy that was murdered right in this corner. He was the owner of this bar right here, Skull's Rainbow Room. So now let's go to
Hold on. Look at that guy.
All right. If you're listening to this, right now, you may be wondering what's happening.
Good for him.
It looks like there is a guy hugging the Google.
He's trying to attack Greg.
Yeah,
that's what's happening there.
Poor Greg. He's dealing on the streets too much. So we can't go down the new Printer's Alley, unfortunately.
So straight ahead is where this underground cocktail club will be going, if I'm thinking about that correctly.
Yeah, so if you keep walking straight, you're going to run into this area that has a lot of murals. And then we'll show this photo. This is from the Tennessee, and this is basically below the One Nashville building.
Yeah, so it will be, I think, technically tied into the One Nashville building.
Which you and I said years ago, we passed this spot, and we're like, why is there not a restaurant there? And it just, I guess we're prophets. and we knew something was going to happen there eventually, and now it is.
All right. So we have, because we're talking so much about restaurants today, we have a non-restaurant tip coming up your way with Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day, it's an incredible day to learn about some Tennessee history, and it's in the middle of spring, so you never know if there's going to be pop-up thunderstorms that last all day, or they're just going to be pop-up thunderstorms that last 10 minutes. But if you want to learn about the incredible history of the state of Tennessee, you need to visit the Tennessee State Museum, which is located in Germantown.
Also, with it being a really nice spring day, you have the opportunity to maybe even take a break if you learn too much about Tennessee history and you want to enjoy the outdoors. Bicentennial Capital Mall State Park is right next door. It's one of the, I think, one of the favorites. There are a couple of great places to walk around in Nashville as far as national parks or state parks, and Bicentennial is one of the best places close to downtown to walk around during this springtime. So a really great place overall to relax, enjoy the Nashville springtime, and learn about Tennessee at the same time. That is Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is in part brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code NASHVILLEDAILY to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or at screenthreads.com.
All right, so back to the food. Mother's Day is, what, two days away?
Yeah.
This is a word of warning. If you've never made reservations at any of these places that we're going to mention, I would imagine your goal should be probably to make reservations or plans or reserve as much as you can in advance by today. Most likely, if you wait to make a decision on Sunday, the reservations are either going to run out or they're going to run out of food. I mean, something's going to happen. Nashville's just that busy. This wouldn't have been the case in 2017, maybe 2018. But really since 2019, these are the things that we're finding out is last minute reservations are very, very hard to get. Even ordering to go, a lot of these places have capacity already that you'll need to order well in advance, more than 24 hours in advance to make sure that you secure some food. So word of warning for that. Now for the good news, this is probably some of the best food you will find on Sunday morning here in Nashville.
You can always call me. I may have some reservations in my pocket.
You're Dwight Schrute?
Yeah, maybe. So the first one we're starting off with is an Italian restaurant located in downtown Nashville. This is called Yolen, and this is absolutely incredible. I do have their menu pulled up. They're offering some really interesting things, like an everything bagel, a few different pancake options. So here's their menu.
So as we're pulling up the menu, their brunch goes from 10 to 2. And then a lot of these places are a one kind of a set fee for their, I'm not seeing it here what their fee is for Yolan.
So they're doing more of an a la carte.
Okay, so they're doing a la carte stuff.
But they have pancakes, they have Nikki's Coal Fire Everything Bagel. They have a lot of things I can't pronounce, but it looks absolutely amazing. They also have duck. And then this place is just incredible, and I'm excited. I haven't been there yet, but I'm really excited to go here in the future.
There you go. So that is Yolan. Remind me where that is. That is Korean Vets.
It's inside of the Joseph.
That's right.
Which is Korean Vets. Yep.
All right. So this is pretty interesting. This is the was thinking the JW get. This is Gaylord Opryland Resort. So this is not the entire resort. This is the Old Hickory Steakhouse. Inside of there is having a Mother's Day brunch inside of the steakhouse. This is from 10 a.m. to 3:30. So they have a little bit later of a time. Price is a little bit high, $91.77 per person. Children under 10, $45.89 per person. You book your times there on the website. So let's take a look at the menu. This is kind of got a buffet set up for their menu, it looks like.
Yeah, so it looks like they have a few different stations. So they have the egg station, the pastry station, cereal station, breakfast classic station, the carving board. That's going to be my favorite station.
So that one is oak smoked turkey, herb roasted beef tenderloin, house cured ham.
Yes.
So that is going to be the one of the best stations there.
They have a hot potato buffet. They have the kids station, dessert station. Let's just read some of these desserts. They have a caramel banana parfait, strawberry shortcake parfaits, raspberry almond Bigapin. I don't know.
I don't know, but all I see is Jack Daniel's brioche bread pudding.
That sounds incredible. Say the price of that one more time. Is that $45?
For the kids.
Oh, $45.
It is $91
but
for an adult.
For all you can eat, that's not bad.
Well, so I've had the Opry breakfast before, and this is very similar to it with not that price tag. But not at Old Hickory. This was just in their Japanese restaurant setup.
Okay.
And so it seems very similar to that, and I've gotten it for much cheaper. So it's an interesting one. May not be the best bang for your buck brunch, but has a lot of options, and it's buffet, so you don't have to wait.
So this next one is in downtown Nashville. This is at the JW Marriott, and this is at the restaurant called Stomping Grounds, and they are doing their brunch from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this is $65 per person.
All right, so we'll pull up their menu. And again, if you're watching, you can just hit pause and feel free to write all of this stuff down if you want, or screenshot it however you want to. So what is on the menu for Stomping Grounds? This is a fantastic restaurant. We've been and just had a great experience there.
So it looks like their mains, you have a sweet potato hash. You have a lobster mac and cheese, which is probably fantastic.
Roasted zucchini and squash.
Grilled asparagus for your main course. I hope that's a lot of asparagus.
Grilled skirt steak, lobster mac and cheese.
They have some really premium cocktails. So this place just looks... they have a mom's carrot cake, which is probably great.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Great grandmother's lemon tart, which is probably amazing.
Over in the Gulch, you have a restaurant called Sambuca. And they have a Mother's Day brunch special. This is $47.95 for adults, $13.95 for kids. It says, I'm going to see if I see their menu in here. So for Mother's Day brunch, they're going to have selections of made-to-order Belgian waffles, egg benedict and omelets, fruit and cheese display, sausage, bacon, biscuit, gravy, sweetbreads.
Scrambled eggs,
a shrimp cocktail display,
roasted chicken, fresh salmon, roast beef, and ham carving stations.
So, I mean, that's pretty good. I like that these are more of the arrays where you could go up and pick your food for a lot of these.
Yeah.
More of that brunch option. I mean, that's traditional of a lot of brunch places, but still very cool. You may be able to walk in, get a good Mother's Day brunch, and just go grab your food without having to wait.
So another one that's happening is at the Noel Hotel, which is located in downtown Nashville. And the tickets range anywhere from $55 to $85. This is happening from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. I kind of have their menu, so we'll take a look at it. So they have a raw bar ice sculpture.
Interesting.
From the garden selection, so more of your like local garden type stuff. They have an omelet station, a pancake griddle.
Nice.
And they're offering peanut butter chips in their pancakes.
Ooh.
Great. And then they also have a carving station. Everyone has a carving station this year. This is fantastic.
That is the way to go. Desserts, a side station. These are looking good. If you're hungry already.
I am starved.
That is the goal.
So this next one is located in the Gulch, and this is one of the best restaurants in Nashville. They do a lot of really, really cool things for the holidays, and this is called Adele's. This is a farm-to-table restaurant. The food is amazing. We also have theirs as well, so they're doing a lot more They have the brunch menu, then they have your cured meats and seafood, and then you have your traditional fare.
So their price is just under $50 for adults, $20 for children. They also have their Father's Day menu out already, so go ahead and make reservations for that if you want to do that and get ahead of that right now.
So this next one is located in the Gulch as well, and this is the 404 Kitchen. And they have, it's from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., $58 for an adult, $28 for a child. And it looks like they have some deviled eggs, which I think this is the first time we're seeing deviled eggs this morning.
It is very interesting. Maybe some of the egg stations have deviled eggs.
Maybe. They have whole smoked fried chicken, roasted strip loin, baked salmon. Yeah. And then your dessert.
Some fried cauliflower there for biscuits, sides.
Warm baked cornbread.
Ooh.
This place sounds amazing.
It does. All right. In a Nashville favorite with several locations. And this is Monell's. Monell's is a family style restaurant. So your family may sit with another family during your meal at Monell's. They have a lot of food basically in the middle of the table, and you can just rotate and eat as much as you want of that. They'll refill it.
Yeah, and so it's the price point, I don't think you can beat this price point for the amount of food that you can get. Nope. So this is happening on Mother's Day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. They're having their Monell's famous country breakfast. But then this is the true day. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. they have rib roast, turkey and dressing casserole, skillet fried chicken, southern green beans, creamed potatoes, corn pudding, squash casserole, honey bacon, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, wow.
Man, and you can't beat this price, $26 plus tax.
I love that. That is fantastic. So, Monell's, I don't know if they do.
They do
reservations.
They do not. So you have
you can pick up or take out, but make sure you do that as early as possible. And so you get on these as soon as possible. There is one Mother's Day event we want to highlight real quick.
Yeah, so this is happening in downtown Nashville near the Cumberland Park, or at the Cumberland Park. And this is Jazz on the Cumberland. It starts tonight at 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is a free family-friendly event. Bring your blanket and lawn chairs to enjoy some of the best local, regional, and national jazz artists. There's going to be food trucks on site.
So it's not happening tonight. It's happening Sunday.
Sunday. Today, that's, Mother's Day. I was thinking today was Mother's Day.
Today is not Mother's Day. No,
2 days from now is Mother's Day. And if you're looking for parking options in Lot R or Lot T, it's $5 to park.
It's not terrible. That's worth getting a close spot.
Also, you have to
keep
this in mind. This is an alcohol-free event, so
yeah,
no boozing and jazzing.
No boozing and cruising on the Cumberland this time.
Yeah. If you want to do that, take Pontoon Saloon.
There you go. So let us know. Will you be going to any of these deals for Mother's Day restaurant? You know, a la carte at any other time of the day, it's going to be, or any other time of the year, it's going to be a lot more expensive for these restaurants. And you'll be able to walk in the door, eat right away at a lot of these places if you have a reservation. So we hope you enjoy these places, and we hope this was informative. We will see you on Monday. For listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord, and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.